It takes a long time for water to find its way out of most of the Great Lakes. For instance, Lake Superior can retain its water for more than 150 years. But that means it also takes a long time for those lakes to get rid of pollution. Representative Vern Ehlers of Michigan says that's why the government needs to step in and help.
You know, once a lake is contaminated, it's contaminated for a very long time. And if you have non-biodegradable contaminants, you have a major problem.
Ehlers was one of the sponsors of the Great Lakes Legacy Act, which passed the House. If passed into law, the act could provide money to the EPA to assist in the cleanup of polluted sediments on the lake floors. Some scientists have linked those sediments to a variety of health problems, including birth defects. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.